Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Deanna Kaler. She's author of From Pain to Parenthood, in which she shares her heartfelt journey to motherhood through miscarriages and a long adoption process. Now she is reaching out to others by telling her story and offering tips for those facing difficult circumstances. So welcome, Deanna.
Hi, Stacey. It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and we are honored that you're sharing your story not just within your book, From Pain to Parenthood, but also on Jennings Wire, our podcast series here with us. And I guess the first question is, why should we be discussing? Because this kind of topic is, you know, it's a difficult conversation to have when talking about miscarriages and adoption. Why is it so important that we open up the dialogue?
Well, so many people are affected by miscarriage and adoption. You hear about it all the time, but they don't always receive the support and encouragement they need. Anxiety and depression are both very common. There's a lot of misconceptions both about miscarriage and adoption. And after a miscarriage especially, many women feel alone and they often don't know where to turn for help. It's a really devastating time, devastating, heartbreaking time in their lives. And their friends and family often don't fully understand what they're going through because they haven't been through it themselves. So it's important to give those who are dealing with miscarriage and adoption the tools and resources they need, and also educate their friends and family on how to better support them.
Well, Deanna, what are some of those tools and resources that our listeners, if they are going through a difficult time like this, they don't know where to turn, give us your top three things for families and also those going through the situation to remember?
Well, one of the most important things is to talk about it. It's always hard to do, especially after a miscarriage. But talking and getting out your feelings is a really big thing for helping you to process your grief. Also, friends and family can kind of be more aware of some of the things that they should and shouldn't say to somebody that's just gone through a miscarriage. Sometimes people say things like, oh, it wasn't meant to be, or maybe there's something wrong with the baby, and they're not trying to hurt the person that's going through it. They just aren't sure what to say. The best thing to say is just, I'm sorry. And just be supportive and try to listen to the people that need the help. So that's two. The third thing I would suggest is to write out their feelings, you know, just kind of put down whatever they're going through in paper and just, you know, try to get it all out. I think those are three of the most important things, making sure you talk about it, you know, having somebody who can sort of understand what you're going through, and then also writing out your feelings as well.
Now, if someone is going through this process, they're going through maybe infertility treatments, or really, I think your point with this book is to talk to people going through what you went through, but also to discuss how to achieve goals, overcome challenges and difficulties with anything, with any sort of journey that you might be experiencing or goals you're trying to achieve. So, you know, for people out there that are bumping up against resistance, against a challenge or an obstacle when trying to go after a goal, which, you know, might be motherhood, but maybe it's something else, a new job, weight loss, or dealing with difficult people. What are some of the mistakes that people make when they are trying to do this and when they are faced with a challenge?
Actually, I think probably the biggest mistake people make when trying to reach a goal is clinging to a particular plan of exactly how they're going to get there. They have it all mapped out, but sometimes that plan doesn't work, and then they get discouraged, but then they keep doing more of the same. We're creatures of habit, so we're not always willing to try different methods to reach our goals, and I think that can be a really big obstacle.
Right. It's kind of that saying that you can't, the definition of insanity, right, is trying to get a different outcome but doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
The banging your head against the wall type of type of action. That's not gonna help you. Yeah, I think that's really important for people to understand, is you have to be adaptable when you're trying something. And we don't know everything, right? I mean,
yeah,
we don't
exactly
know everything. So what advice do you have for listeners? Again, I know you mentioned, you know, don't be afraid to change the plans, but what are some other pieces of advice that you would have for listeners who are facing obstacles trying to achieve their dreams?
Well, I think being open-minded is important, being willing to let go of your preconceived beliefs. The most important thing, I think, is letting your heart and your intuition guide you. One thing I've learned through all of the stuff that I went through is that our instincts never steer us wrong, and we just need to trust them. The other thing is always believe that you're eventually going to reach your goal. My story is proof of that. I could have just thrown in the towel and gave up, you know, a long time ago, but I didn't. And as difficult as my journey was, my path eventually led me to my precious, amazing daughter, and my dream came true. So I want listeners out there to realize that their dreams can come true, too, and they just have to just keep believing and keep trying no matter what.
And, Deanna, do you believe that in the saying or the cliche, which I believe to be true, but do you believe that everything happens for a reason?
Yes, I do, absolutely. Even, you know, all the struggles that I went through, it did lead me to my daughter, and I do believe she was meant to be a part of our family, and I wouldn't change anything because it really felt like it was meant to be. So I do strongly believe that.
Well, Deanna, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with our listeners, and everyone can find Deanna's book, From Pain to Parenthood, on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Michigan bookstores as well, to find out more about where you can find her book, From Pain to Parenthood. You can visit her website, DeannaKahler.com. That's DeannaKahler.com. DeannaKahler.com. Thank you so much for being here with us, Deanna.
Thank you, Stacey. Have a good day.
You too. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that are capturing the heart of America. So please enjoy more on Jenningswire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.